So I didn't want to record a fancy intro, or I didn't want to really put out anything. To be honest with you, I'm just kind of hitting the record button and letting my thoughts kind of speak for themselves. I haven't prepared anything. I don't know. I just wanted to speak. So I apologize that this podcast is going to be a little bit of a downer. But this is, if you're reading, you know, this is, you know, rest in peace, Jason David Frank. And I never thought I'd say those words, at least not this soon. I believe he was 49 years old. And I think the word is still waiting to come out, but I know his trainer has come out and said it. An artist who is working closely with him on a project confirmed through inside sources that he has passed. And I don't know. It's just, it's really, really, really sad. And I really would just stress, if you or someone you know is going through something, please reach out. You know, the suicide hotline is literally 988. It's available 24 hours. And, you know, just always reach out. You can also text the number 988. And you can find out more information online. But, and also tell someone you love them. Tell someone that they matter. Tell someone that they care, for they mean something to you. Because you don't know what someone is struggling with, dealing with, fighting. I think the biggest battle we all face is in between our ears. I think the mental game is a lot harder than we realize. And you're not alone. If you're listening to this, you're not alone. If you're listening to this, you matter. There are people that love you and care about you. Even in your darkest times, they love you. And we need you here. Don't give up. We need you here. And I just also want to talk about Jason David Frank. I'm going to talk about the fictional character I know more than the actual human being. I do know he was a mixed martial artist. He had an amateur record that was pretty good. And I think he had a professional career. I think he had one professional fight. All undefeated. A very accomplished mixed martial artist. He was also, he talked the talk, but he also walked the walk. He could fight. I know you think back to those 90s. Power Rangers shows, and you're literally like, oh yeah, it's a little hokey, and it was. But man, the guy was actually a pretty awesome badass in real life too. And I just want to share, you know, I used to come home every day from school, and the first thing I would do is put on Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It was a Saban Entertainment production, and I remember it was on Fox. I think it may have been Fox Kids or Fox. I don't remember, but I do remember the Fox logo. And I would run home. I think 93, 94 is the years I'm remembering. And at that time, I know I'm dating myself, I was about 6 years old. 6, 7 years old watching this. And I was so infatuated with the Power Rangers. I was so infatuated with the core team, the original five. And I remember, though, the Green Ranger, and there was a series called Green with Evil, I believe. Forgive me if I'm messing this up. This is all from my brain. So do not cite this as anything, you know, but this is, I remember Green with Evil, like being like an event. It was like 3 or 4 episodes long, maybe longer than that. Maybe I know it was at least a part 2 or part 3 at least. And I remember the Green Ranger just immediately, I was just transfixed on him. I remember just wanting to be that level of badass. He was fighting the Power Rangers. I mean, he was just such a jerk. Rita Repulsa, like, controlled his mind, and he was fighting on the side of bad, but I remember he had this awesome gold shield and these gold bands around his upper arms and, you know, right around his, biceps, and I just remember thinking, what the hell? This guy looks awesome. He just looked amazing, and he just fight, and he just, everything you felt every hit that he did, and I was just like, he just seemed more visceral than anything we'd seen in Power Rangers at that point. Keep in mind, this is a six-year-old perspective, but it's still ingrained in my brain. And I remember, you know, just absolutely loving him just kind of destroy the Power Rangers, but then when he joined the side of good, I just remember thinking that was the coolest thing in the entire world. Like, he ends up like getting control of his mind back, and, you know, basically like the prophecy was fulfilled. I remember that was something that Zordon really spoke about. The prophecy has been fulfilled. We have six Rangers now. And he joined on the side of good. He fought alongside, and he was not the leader. He was not a leader. It was still the Red Ranger. It was still Jason. But I remember Jason, the character played by Austin St. John, I believe. I hope I'm getting that right. I remember, but, you know, Tommy, the Green Ranger, just absolutely floored me, because he was basically the fighter of the group. He was the fighter. He was like the guy you called on. And I remember that damn Dragon Zord, where he pulled out that fucking amazing dragon dagger and he started playing the song. Da, 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 and I just lost my shit. Absolutely lost my shit. And yeah, the Dragon Ranger came out from this water abyss and just screaming, not the Dragon Ranger, excuse me, the Dragon Zord. And just scream and like, he would get on top of it and just and ride that sucker. And like, I know there's a perverted joke to be made, but I can't make it. It was so awesome. It was just badass. It was absolutely badass. And he had his own Zord. And I remember he even combined with the Megazord in multiple ways, you know. And I thought that was the coolest thing. And to this day, I still have my Dragon Ranger. It was a re-release. I used to have the original Zords, but they ended up getting thrown away when I was a small child. But I remember I bought the Legacy Zords when I was old enough and I was living on my own. I bought the Legacy Zords, and I bought the regular Megazord, and I bought the Dragon Zord, and I just love that. I have the SH Figure Arts Green Ranger and the rest of the Rangers. I have Ace Toys. It's not Ace Toys. No, I think Ace Toys did something else. But I did the 3-0, I believe is what they're called. I did the 1-6 scale Mighty Morphin figures. And those are just, it's, I just was so, before Marvel, there was Power Rangers for me. And it was such a brief moment of my life. I never kept up with the Power Rangers beyond the Mighty Morphin series. I kind of grew out of it. I went on to other things in pop culture, and I did get into Marvel Comics, and I went into a different kind of a phase in my life. And I remember, though, you know, 6-7-year-old Brandon, like I had the action figures of Marvel Heroes probably when I was younger than when I had the Mighty Morphin stuff. But I remember when Mighty Morphin came on, I watched it every single week. That was my first obsession. And I just remember thinking, like, how incredible it was to see Heroes every single week on my TV screen. And it was, the practical effects were amazing. I still think the Zords marching through the town and like just fighting and the explosions, as hokey as it is, I still think it holds up. And maybe I'm really blinded, and I'm sure some of you are thinking that, and that rightfully so, but that show changed me. That like kind of programmed my brain into the hero universes. And but it was all at Jason David Frank. I was just always like, when he came on board, I couldn't miss an episode. Like, once he was there, it was an obsession, an absolute obsession. And I remember he continues to you know, Tommy, the character, continues to fight alongside the Rangers, but he's losing control. Like, he's basically on borrowed time. And I just remember, like, my heart being broken. And at the time, I was being babysat by my cousin, Amy. And Amy will tell you the story, too. We still recall this story. Amy was about 6 years older than me. So she was about 12, 13, babysitting me. And I was, you know, obviously 6, 7. And I remember the TV screen being on, and, you know, the Green Ranger's gone. He's no longer with the group. And I remember being very emotional about that. and there was going to be a new White Ranger. There was going to be a new Ranger. It was going to be the leader of the group. It was supposed to be someone so badass. And I swear to you, because I was also really dumb as a child, I had no idea it was Tommy. I had no clue. And I'm sitting there, and they're about to reveal at this huge moment. And I remember my cousin Amy, and we're close now, but when we were younger, we weren't too fond of each other. And I remember she goes, it's going to be Tommy, duh. And I remember just looking at her, I'm like, no, it's not. It's not going to be Tommy. And I was 100% dead set on what I was saying. Like, no, it's going to be like a robot. It's going to be like a synthesoid. I think I was thinking something like Vision, but in Power Ranger form. That's literally where my brain went. I was like, no, it's not. You know, that'd be cool, but it doesn't make any sense. He lost his powers. And yeah, lo and behold, he like falls from the heavens. And I remember his feet touching the ground and he takes off the helmet and it's Tommy. And I remember, Kimberly, the Pink Ranger, passes out. I remember that vividly. And I remember losing my shit. I mean, there it is. There's my hero. And he's the White Ranger. And I swear to you, in my bedroom as a child, and it's funny, if you look around, I'm looking at my nerd room now. I have Captain America posters on both sides of the wall. I've got so many different figures and stuff like that. But when I was a child, my bedroom was Green Ranger on one side, the White Ranger on the other. I just absolutely, that was my hero. You couldn't tell me any different. That's who I wanted to be. And I had an opportunity. I didn't even know it. I actually went to a local comic store probably a year or two ago, and they said, oh, the Green Ranger was here 2 weeks ago. And I had no idea. They said Jason David Frank, and I couldn't believe it. I was so mad at myself, and I was like, if he comes back around, I am going to be here for it. And I never got to meet him. But I just wish... It wouldn't have changed anything. I'm not pretending it would. Not even close. But I would have told him, you were the first hero I remember believing in. You really shaped me in more ways than you can imagine. And you were, yes, you were a fictional character, but the man behind it that played him, he's still, he was the most active Ranger. Like, if you look at his social media, he was still posting as Green Ranger, White Ranger, like not as the character, but just like he would post things of the characters. He was heavily involved in the Power Ranger community. He never wavered on that. And I always thought that was really cool because a lot of people could say, that's not me anymore. That's my past life. I'm moving on. No. And he embraced it. And for so many kids that needed a hero in their home, you know, growing up with an abusive step-parent, physically, emotionally, you look for heroes. You look for something. And he was that. He was a strong male role model. And it seems like a joke. It seems like, well, you know, but some of us didn't have a strong male role model in their lives. And to have someone on a TV screen who stood up for what was right, that had some bad tendencies, but he was able to turn it around fictionally. And, you know, I'm trying to, like, say the story of Tommy. You know, he was bad, but he became good, and he fought. But he only fought when he needed to fight. And that was an important thing about the Power Rangers that I always thought was misconstrued when I was a kid, because I remember the debates of, is it too violent? Like, they never sought the fight. They just defended themselves when necessary. And that was really cool to me. And it still resonates with me today. So I wish I could tell Jason David Frank, just thank you. Thank you for such an incredible influence you've made on my life and so many others. You know, and I know he came back as the Red Ranger. I think he came back as a, you know, he came back at multiple times. I think he ended up being like 4 or 5 Rangers at the end of it. Because they just kept bringing him back. And I think that's just a testament to his drawing power. I think he was just incredible. But I also think it was a testament to just how strong of a character Tommy really, really was. And I think that is just so cool. I think he he think he was the, altogether, he was the Green Ranger in Mighty Morphin, then the White Ranger in Mighty Morphin. He played the White Ranger again in the movie. He came back as the Red Zeo Ranger. And if I remember correctly, he reprised his role again. And I don't know the year, forgive me, but I think it was Dino Thunder, and he was the Black Dino Ranger. I mean, it's just, I just think it's so cool. And he never shied away from any of that. And I just really, really think that is so incredibly awesome that he always just kind of maintained it. I think he was also in the Power Rangers movie, the recent one, I think the 2017, if I'm getting that name, or if I'm getting that year wrong, I apologize. But it's the one with the, you know, the new actors and everything. I think the third act was a little mad, but I will say he made a quick cameo in that, I believe, with Amy Jo Johnson. And yeah, anyway, I'm rambling now, and I'm sorry. I'm just heartbroken. I'm heartbroken because he meant so much. He meant so much to so many children that grew up, now that they're in their mid-30s. And I just wish the best for his family. I wish the best for his fans. To everyone that's grieving Jason David Frank today, in the weeks ahead, I get it. And once again, tell someone you love them, tell someone they matter, and be kind to one another. I know it's easy. I know it's easy where you don't want to know what someone's fighting internally. I know it's easy to pick on the smaller person sometimes. I know it's easy to kind of, let's push them aside. Sometimes it's easier. Doesn't make it right. I think we all have that Green Ranger inside of us where we have a little bit of bad tendencies. But I think there's ultimately a good person and a good human being and a fighter in all of us. And if we just have the proper people believing in us and pushing us, we can do amazing things. Just know you matter. Know that you are so important and you are so loved. And Jason David Frank, thank you for always reminding us who we were and the fighters within all of us. You will be missed. We love you, and Godspeed.